But we've been told by the Lord Jesus that when these things that we see now begin to come to pass, then to lift up our heads, for our redemption is drawing nigh. Now, what drawing nigh means, I do not know. May mean, as the scientist said the other day on the television, speaking of the great thousands of miles break in the earth that's going to sink. He was asked the question, it could sink there. That's Los Angeles, the West Coast, and many of you have seen how they followed it with radar, went up through, broke in below San Jose, went across over into Alaska, out through the Aleutian Islands, about 200 miles out into the sea, and come back down into San Diego, went around and behind Los Angeles, and come up there. A great pocket. And all these earthquakes we've been having is the volcanic hitting this great hollow dipper. Like in their, I can't call the name that they called it. However, when that shakes, that gives these earthquakes we've been having for years on the West Coast. Now, it's cracked all the way around. And the scientist said, the man said to the other, that could fall in. He said, not could, but it will. Said, but not in our generation, perhaps. Said, in the next 5 minutes or the next 5 years. We don't know just when. This week was sent me a headlines in the paper, a big $100,000 homes cricking and cracking, the people moving away, and they don't know how to stop it. There's no way to stop it. See, God can do whatever He wants to, and there's nobody can tell Him how to do it. You build homes, you can make scientific things, and God is a creator of science. How are you going to stop Him? He can destroy the earth this morning by fleas if He wants to. You realize He can speak fleas into existence and they'd be 40 miles deep in a half hour's time. He eat people right off the ground. He's God. He just does as He will. He's sovereign in Himself.